The first step, identifying the target. Usually, no matter what appears to our minds, it seems to exist from its own side, independent of thought. When we pay attention to an object, whether it be yourself, another person, body, mind, or a material thing, we accept how it appears as if this is its final, inner, real condition. This can be clearly seen at times of stress, such as when someone else criticizes you for something you have not done. You ruined such and such. You suddenly think very strongly, "I didn't do that." And you might even shout this at the accuser. How does I appear to your mind at that moment? How does this I, that you value and cherish so much, seem to exist? How are you apprehending it? By reflecting on these questions, you can get a sense of the way the mind naturally and innately apprehends I as existing from its own side inherently. Let us take another example. When there is something important you are supposed to do, and you discover that you forgot to do it, you can get angry at your own mind. "Oh, my awful memory!" When you get angry at your own mind, the I that is angry and the mind at which you are angry appear to be separate from each other. The same thing happens when you get upset with your body or a part of your body, such as your hand. The I that is angry seems to have its own being in and of itself, distinct from the body at which you are angry. On such occasions, you can observe how the I seems to stand by itself, as if it is self-instituting, as if it is established by way of its own character. To such a consciousness, the I does not appear to be set up in dependence upon mind and body. Can you remember a time when you did something awful and your mind thought, "I really made a mess of things"? At that moment, you identified with a sense of I that has its own concrete entity, that is neither mind nor body, but something that appears much more strongly. Or remember a time when you did something wonderful, or something really nice happened to you, and you took great pride in it. This I that is so valued, so cherished, so liked, and is the object of such self-importance, was so concretely and vividly clear. At such times, our sense of I is particularly obvious.